Hello.
Hey, Mr. Andrews. This is Jerome Pratt with CVA. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Jerome. How you doing?
I'm hanging in here, man. Did I catch you at an okay time?
Yeah, this is fine. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to, dive back into our conversation. Last week we were talking about how you were wanting to, I guess move in the next couple of months, let go of the house, and you were just letting me know about, your situation again. We had spoken, I had, gotten on page with everything that happened with you and Zach and everyone of that nature, beforehand.
Right.
Has anything changed on, the moving parts or any updates on where you're at in the process?
No, I'm just sort of in a holding position right now, and I've not felt the best for the last several months, but I'm getting better now. And
Good.
this week I hope to have transportation. I've been without a vehicle for a good while, but anyway, but right now I'm just like I said, I'm sort of waiting to maybe see, what might come available. And I don't have any plans in particular right now, but I do in the next few months. I would like to think about moving at some point, so.
Got you. And through our notes, I had saw that our owner Forrest actually stopped by the property a while ago.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I remember Forrest.
okay. Did he talk anything further about the offer or numbers to you at that point as well?
I'm not sure, Jerome, at all. I remember him being here and leaving, but and I remember, having a visit with him, but I don't remember that we had any particular agreement then when he left. But I know he was here, so.
Got you. Okay. Just wanted to, I guess, re-go back up, go over everything, make sure, we're hitting all bases and that if he promised anything or talked about anything, want to make sure we're honoring it. But I had done a deeper dive into your home.
Sure.
And just, look back at what Forrest and everybody had gone over. And I remember, of course, I know you had spoken about that 300 number.
Right.
I definitely, were you taking that in consideration from just like the county assessment or what, how did, I didn't ask last time, but how did you get to that number of 1 in 300?
Well, I friend we had talked to a man that used to be in real estate, but he had not been here to but just in conversation with him, he had mentioned the figure 325, and one other real estate or a cash offer was thinking that probably it would be according to the neighborhood would be in the low 300s. So that's sort of how I came up with that figure.
Got you.
But I don't know that Forrest and I had discussed any thing at all about price. We may have, but I don't remember. But I know Zach, the first offer he made was like 275, and then I'm not sure exactly what happened and where the 230 came in, or what reason that was about. But anyway, that the 275 was the last that I remember, as far as an offer was concerned. So.
Got you. And you said you had talked a cash offer of around 300 with another real estate friend of yours.
Yes.
Yeah, how
And
come?
he was thinking that probably would be 300 up, and he didn't say, exactly how much more, but he did think that it probably would bring that if we went to sell it, so.
Got you. And that wasn't necessarily an offer, because I was about to say, if that was an offer, how come you did? I would have jumped on it then, man.
I would have really. It was not an offer, but it was a consideration. And we have not met since and have not really talked serious about it. And I think really he was actually in real estate and was thinking about a possible listing. And at this point, I'd rather not do that That's going to take a lot of work on my part, and getting to keeping things, close and ready and everything. So,
gotcha. Anyway, so he was talking about if you listed it, you would get around that.
Yes.
Got you. And that's more so my thinking as well. Because just looking at county assessment on the house, it's right around 312 is what the 2024
right.
I was able to see through MLS.
Sure. Well, I had talked with, and this again was my friend that was in real estate many, many years ago. But when I mentioned the county assessment, he said, oh, well, that's good. But he said, I think it should be a lot more than the county assessment. So that's was my thinking when you were talking about 312, and I haven't looked recently at my assessment page, but that certainly would not be anywhere close to what I would want.
Yeah, when listing it.
Right, that's correct.
Got you. Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's definitely some more. I'd even say, if you were to list it, maybe, 350 or 360 you could get for sure. But, there's, like you said, there's a lot of things that go on with the listing that it's a headache in itself,
I know, yeah.
Definitely a headache in itself. And I think, when you go through all that process, you got to worry about the cleaning up the place, the painting, the kitchens, all that stuff, and find that perfect person, and that in itself can be a lot. So of course, we're here to help when individuals don't want to go through that process, because like I said, it's an strenuous process. Had you done that before? I never asked. Was this your first and only home, or had you owned other homes prior?
Actually, the house was built in 1950. And my mom, dad, and I moved in at that time, and I think I would have been about 5 or 6 years old. And I lived here with them until I was about 18, and then went off to school. And then from then on, I was probably mostly away, and I've been back here probably for the last 4 years or so. So that's sort of my history as far as I'm concerned.
No, that makes sense. I mean, it's nothing like returning to roots, So that's an awesome thing.
This was my home with them originally, and we actually have a living trust agreement. And my dad, of course, was a trustee, I guess, and he died in '95. And then my mom became the trustee, and then it was passed down to me. So. And I'm not real familiar with the trust agreements. I need to talk with somebody that's more familiar. But that's sort of where it is right now. So the title is clear, and there's no mortgage on it or anything. So.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. And you're the only, I guess you're the beneficiary of that trust, or was there, did they do that?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes,
okay.
I would be, yes.
Gotcha. Understood. I mean, and that makes sense. And there are a lot, sometimes hoops you got to jump through when things are in a trust too. I do understand that. And I know last time we spoke about you wanting to move with, I believe it was your wife.
I'm just thinking that once I sell this place, and I'm not going to actually make any move as far as checking for a place to live until I sell this house. And at one time, and I think I may have mentioned, and probably when Forrest was here, I was thinking about moving in next door. I have property and a house, a dwelling there, but that's going to take a lot of work. But on the other hand, I got to thinking that I don't think Laura would certainly, she's not in the best health, and she would not want to be this far away from a doctor situation. And I can understand that. So.
Yeah, no, I can too. It's important to get care quick.
So, yeah.
I understand. And you, just to clarify, that property that was next door, was it just, it was your barn that was on there, correct?
I have first considered a shop, and it's still full. And I really never did much work there. I did have a couple, still do, a couple of saws there. But I really didn't, it wasn't an active shop, but it's a 30 by 60 building. and cinder block. And
gotcha.
The dwelling is a four-room farmhouse. It does have two full baths and replacement windows. But the only trouble is, the two major items I would need would be a heat pump and a well. So, and I'm not thinking so much about that as just the fact that it would be a lot of work to get everything together. And the fact is that I wouldn't want to, right now I've decided that I would not want to live there. I want to live closer to Laura so we can maybe.
Yeah.
And so.
Gotcha.
So that's where I am right at the moment, Jerome.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. And is that property right next door? Is it immediately? Or
yes,
it's
right next door, and it adjoins this property. And actually, it's 4 acres, but the room REC has an easement, which takes up and really messes it up in a way. So there's probably not more than an acre and a half that are actually usable. And that's what the house sits on, and there's right much road frontage as well. But on the other hand, I'm not really thinking too much about that right now. So.
Got you. No, and that makes sense. It's one of those things in the back of your mind when it can get to be a lot. I completely get that. And I mean,
sure.
I am curious as to, were you open to letting go of both of those properties, like, you know, all in
no.
one, because they are combined?
Right now, I want to keep the other place because I would like to go ahead, I think, at some point, not real soon, but if I go from here to Henrico, if I rent someplace, it would be nice to have a rental coming in. And so I would probably do something to fix up the place next door so that I could rent that out. So that's my idea about that.
That makes sense. That makes sense as well. I can tell you that just from the sounds of it, it sounds like it does need a good amount of work. Are you in the, I mean, after selling this home, do you think you'd be in the place to do all that?
Yeah, I would want to at some point, but that's not going to be a priority in the beginning. My first priority is to find a place to live, probably in Henrico somewhere. So.
Got you, in Henrico.
Yeah, and then at some point, maybe within the next year, say that I sold this one in the first 2 or 3 months, I would first go to look for a place in Henrico, and sometime during that time, maybe within the next year, I would go ahead and see and. Oh my, I can't get my head together here. I would go ahead and get the place next door renovated so I could rent it out because just sitting there, I really, there's no point in just sitting. It should be rented out. So.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely understand.
Yeah.
I completely understand. And you said you were looking for a place in Henrico as well, and I want to know, did you have a certain budget? Because what we do is we don't necessarily just help with, like, you know, acquiring the home. We'll actually try to help you, you know, at least send you some options of places in Henrico if you'd like, if we're able to, you know, come to an agreement.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, Jerome, what you're saying. And right now, I really would not consider anything down there until I get this place sold.
Gotcha.
And that would, I'd have some time, I think, to consider, you know, a rental property or whatever I want. I don't think I want to invest in a house down there as far as a purchase or an agreement. I'm thinking with everything the way it is now, my age and Laura's age, that it would be better probably just to think of a rental place in that area.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, she and I both will be 80 years old next year. So.
Oh, congratulations.
We're getting up there.
Yeah. Hey, listen, a lot of people can't say they even make it there. So
I know, I know. Lord has blessed us for sure. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I do want to let you know, we are interested in it. I mean, it is a property that, it looks awesome. Like I said, Forrest had been there. He's definitely in agreement with it. We actually have purchased a few properties out in Bumpus beforehand. I can say you're right. Definitely with listing it, you'd be able to get, you know, upper threes, at least mid threes. The thing is, as is, I would want to be able to give you everything you want and more, but I don't think I have a way to get to 300, unfortunately. I mean, Zach.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, I think that's really just across the board when it comes to, like, as-is sales, because I'm even seeing here in Bumpus, give me one second. I'm able to look at things that had been sold recently as is, and I'm seeing, what is it? Hold on one second. There was a house we recently did off of Buckner Road. It's similar to yours, actually. Right at around 2,400 square feet. It's a 4.2, and as is, that one recently went for, I think it was around 246.
Okay.
It's very similar. I can say.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Buckner Road, and from pretty much from beginning to end. So, I'm not sure, you know, which. We haven't talked about where it is exactly, but I do know Buckner Road very well.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. Yeah, and it really was just an example.
I understand.
Yeah, just an example, because Zach, the reason why, well, there's many reasons why. Zach is unfortunately no longer with us, just due to the fact that, you know, he would kind of pull up.
Well, I understand this turnover in personnel, and that doesn't it doesn't concern me in particular, because I know there are different reasons, and it's just the way it is. So I'm not a person to judgmental at all and say, well, that should have been or shouldn't have been. So that's, I understand. So.
Yes. Yeah. No, we appreciate that for sure. But that 230 number that he went to after the 275 is where it should have been in the first place. That's the roundabout now. I mean, would 230 even, would it give you the ability to fix up the place next door and move like you're wanting to?
No, I would not. I would not consider the 230 at all. And I'm not concerned about the next door as far as being a part of anything that, or any, what's the word, procedure or anything as far as this house is concerned right now. This would be only, I'm after what I can get for this house. And then later on, you know, when I decide that the time is right, I'd go ahead and invest in some repairs there, renovation. But that right now, that's not a part of my thought, my thinking.
That, and completely understandable. I do have a quick question, though.
Sure.
We have multiple programs where we're able to try to help people get to what they're wanting out of their home.
Sure.
My other idea is that we have a network of investors that look at properties and see if they want to, you know, bite on. And what we do is we're able to agree to an amount with homeowners that they would want for their home and see if we can get that out of our network of investors. You know, individuals that want to build in the Bumpus area and make it, fix it up so that way it's awesome for the next, you know.
I understand.
The next homeowner. So with you wanting 300 flat minimum for your home, if we were able to get that 300 for you, would you say you'd be in the place to I guess, start considering the move to Henrico?
I would. Yes, I would, Jerome.
Got you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to take it to my underwriting team to see if we can pitch this to our network of investors. And if 300 is your number, if we can get you that 300, I think we may be able to come to some type of agreement. But what I'm going to have to do is give me at least till tomorrow to do so.
Oh, my goodness, Jerome. You don't have to do it that soon. Just in the next few weeks would be fine.
Okay.
But anyway, whatever your time frame would be, it's always better to do things, you know, people want things done right away. But I do understand it takes time to do what maybe I need and what you need as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it can take some time. Plus, you know, of course, this is just to even reach any type of, you know, agreement on that 300. I just want to see if we have the leg room to do it. As well as, you know, of course you can close and figure out a certain date. You know, we work on your timeline. We try to work on your timeline and what you're wanting. So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
I definitely will take some time to figure out if that's possible. But don't think that if we come to agreement that, hey, you want 300 and we're able to get you 300, that you got to go tomorrow. You know what I mean? We definitely work on your timeline. I just want to get you an answer.
And somebody, I'm not sure who I talked with. I've talked to several people. But one possibility was that maybe to extend that time out of ways, and then I would pay back rental on the property once it was sold. But right now, we'll deal with that when we get to it. But that would be only be in a situation where I really feel like that I would need time to get furniture moved and things like that. So at this point, you know, I think we'd just go with the sale as a cash sale. And you can see what you can do, and that's fine. So.
Got you. And it would be a little different. It's the cash sale would be the 230 number that that Zach had mentioned before.
Yep.
And this would be kind of like us listing it, but it's not through the open market. It's through just a network of investors that buy as is properties. So that way you don't have to worry about, you know, doing a whole bunch of renovations and this, that, and the third to list
sure,
it normally.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, but it sounds like we're in understandings, and I definitely will do my due diligence and research in our company and see if we have the leg room to do that with you, and I will get back to you within the next, I know you said, you know, don't rush it, but at least by the end of the week, I do want to follow up with you, if possible.
Yeah, well, a couple of weeks would be fine. I don't want to push you at all, Jerome, and don't feel like that you have to rush, but you've got your program, you know what, you know, you do usually, and that's fine with me, so.
Got you, well. I appreciate you for your time, Mr. Andrews, and I hope to hear from you in the future, near future.
Well, thank you, Jerome, for calling back.
All right. Awesome. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, and God bless, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.